In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right. Welcome back, everybody.
Hey.
Tobin and Leroy here with you.
We are working on something. We're going to watch the game somewhere.
Yeah.
Y'all going to come
Monday's
see
game. Monday's professional game.
Somewhere.
We're gonna have an we're having a rogue watch party.
Yes.
So we'll give you deets, but we're gonna do after I get a Game Down censored, rogue watch party for the show that I'm doing for the
rogue show.
So are you doing it from home? Are you doing it back from the station?
I think it's probably easier if I do it here.
Right.
And then get to where we're planning, which seems like Davey.
Right.
Well, yeah.
So that seems like the place where.
Yeah.
That seems like the plan, Vlad.
Okay.
Seems like, because it's on the road, right? There's no stadium traffic.
Yeah,
it's
in Pittsburgh. No.
It's Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It's Pittsburgh.
So, yeah, that's what I think I'm going to do. I want to probably do it from here. Yeah. Speaking of the Dolphins, let's get to our headlines. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. The Dolphins got flexed. It's not their fault, though. The Bengals' fault. And Joe Burrow.
It's the Dolphins' fault.
It's not the Dolphins' fault.
No, I'm sorry. It's one person's fault.
Joe Burrow.
Not Joe Burrow. Tua's not playing well, guys.
But what about A-Chan, dude?
A-Chan is great, but it would have been better to do the quarterback battle. That's the narrative for that Sunday night game. And plus if the Bengals had beaten Buffalo. But Tua's not playing well to the point where we asked if they had beaten the Jets and they started winning four in a row, do we send an appeal? Do we go and appeal to get our Tua back?
I don't know.
I don't think so. He's not playing.
I don't think he's winning an appeal right now, Vlad.
I don't think so either, even though the team is playing very well.
I think the other hard thing is, you know, this AFC looks like it's going to be even hard to get in. Even if they ran the table, it looks like it's going to be hard to get in the way that things are shaking out right now.
Because there's a couple of teams that, no lie, Indy might only end up with 9 wins.
Mm-hmm.
They got 8 right now. They might only end up with 8, Vlad's saying. I know. Listen, I tried to be nice. I'm just trying to be nice. I don't think that team has talent with whoever's playing quarterback. They can pull one out.
They're going to Seattle.
I know, dude. Seattle. Is Seattle the sleeper team?
They're not a sleeper team.
They're not a sleeper, but you know what I mean. We just didn't even consider it.
They're not a sleeper team. They're going to Seattle, then they're playing the Niners.
I got to tell you, dude.
And then they got to go to play Houston, who beat them already at home, and they got to play Jacksonville, who beat them on Sunday.
I'm telling you right now,
8-9.
Seattle, when it was the King Dome, and then I played when it was outside,
mm-hmm.
It is brutal.
Yeah, but here's,
it is so loud.
Here's the problem. It's not the Colts that are the issue. It's that the Texans are coming up right behind them. They don't have a gauntlet. They have the Cardinals, the Raiders, and they get to take on the Colts. So, like, Houston's sitting pretty. They're probably going to get 10 wins. The Dolphins right now, I think, are plus. Yesterday, I checked, they were plus 5,000 to make the playoffs. I don't know if that's gone up after.
Chili Pepper!
I don't know if that's gone after since. But you have Look, the Chargers are probably going to make the playoffs, so you're going to have two AFC West teams
least. Well, you got you're the have Chargers two AFC and Denver.
East teams. Like, the wild card spots are probably going to go to the Chargers and the Bills, or, you know, if they can
pass the
bank.
And then there's one more.
No, it's three. So you're going to it's going to go there's to the Chargers more. And Texans.
Chargers, Texans, and Bills are the ones leading right now.
Right, Chargers, Texans, and Bills, and the division winners.
But here's the problem.
Pittsburgh.
With the Colts team that's
– with Jacksonville, the way Jacksonville – and if Indy wins a couple of games, that's the other wild card.
No, Jacksonville got tiebreakers over everybody.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. They're either going to win the division, but if they're that close, that's going to be the other.
The wild card's going to be – the wild card's for is likely going to have the Bills. They're probably going to – they'll probably – I mean, I guess the AFC is not over yet. But if they don't, then the Patriots are probably going to be in there. And then you have the Texans – who can either win the South and then the Jags are out, or vice versa. So you could have two South teams, or you could have the West if somehow Kansas City is a miracle, even though they seem like they're cooked, but they got the same record as the Dolphins right now. Like, I don't know if the I don't know. It just seems like very, it's a hairy situation for them to get in, dude. Even if they ran the table, which is going to be asking a lot.
Let's look at this in a totally different way. If the Dolphins end up winning 9 or 10 games,
mm-hmm.
with Tua playing the way that he's played this year, but the offensive line and defensive line, who we thought was gonna be a weakness when mm-hmm. the season started, have now been a strength. How are we going to feel about everybody going into next year?
Not great.
Because my problem is that all but the first year, Mike McDaniel has started slow. Right?
The first 2 years he did not start slow.
The first two years, he faded at the end.
Yeah, they had like losing streaks in the midst. One because Tua got hurt.
Right.
And the other one they faded.
So how do we, like, I've told you what I think is going on with Tua. And I don't think it's easy to put it on, he's wearing down or whatever. That's not what that is. I'm telling you firsthand. It's not what it is. Every other season, we have talked about the things that he was doing in the offseason to better prepare him for the season. And this year, he was on a boat drinking beers.
Yep.
Okay. And I'm going to tell you that physically, he may look bigger, but he doesn't look fitter. He looks, you know.
Oh, I don't think he looks, you know, I don't think it's noticeable one way or the other how he looks.
It is by the way he's playing and like how sluggish he looks.
He came in last year super thin.
But listen, last year he moved better and he got banged up.
Stupid.
But he moved around better and then everybody was talking about he's too little. No, dude, you got to be able to move.
Swole Tua was the best Tua.
No.
2 years ago.
There's a difference in being swole Tua, and I just had a six-pack Tua.
Beer belly Tua.
No, I'm telling you, he just needs to find his way a little bit.
So instead of a BBL, he needs a BBT? Big belly?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Contrary to popular belief, you do spend your first couple of years trying to figure out what's your optimum body weight or when you can perform and be healthy and take the hits and stuff like that. He's gone to extremes and he just looks sluggish.
Mm-hmm.
He just looks kind of like, I'm too big. I'm not able to move. So I think next year he's going to find that. He's going to be on the team. So you might as well.
What if the coach? What if he's? What if him and let's say Mike McDaniel is back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're Mike McDaniel.
Yep.
This was your guy.
The only person that can make that decision of putting somebody else in.
Right.
I believe it's Mike McDaniel.
Well, that's my question. If he does it
and he moves on, the guy he replaces him with better be damn good.
But if
he does it, everybody else, nobody else will have a problem.
But if he also, but like if you were Mike McDaniel and you had this year where you very clearly went away from him, like you were tired of the turnovers, you became a running team. He seems to like this. You've always said this is what he's built off of, right? He was a running guy,
right?
Running game guy. So he's finally in his wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And you feel like you got a guy and a quarterback here. Might be.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, would you trust your Dolphins tenure? Because that's what it's going to come down to. Would you trust on Tua bouncing back, which is basically what got you the gig, or trying something else because you feel like, look, I'm going to be the Dolphins coach this year, this upcoming next year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do I believe my long-term future as Dolphins coach is with Tua at quarterback, or do I need to find a different solution so that the owner believes that I will be the long-term solution?
And that's what I would say. I would say that if there's one person that has to identify whether Tua is going to be okay or not next year, it has to be Mike McDaniel, because he's the one that's gone to bat for him more than anybody. That being said, if you change and you say, I'm going to make a different, I'm going to go in a different direction and not play Tua after that investment, and then it doesn't work, your ass is out of here even more so. You understand what I'm saying? So the pressure of all of this is not necessarily on Tua, but it's more on Mike McDaniel, because if he decides to go in another direction, how many quarterbacks are out there that can throw the ball with timing and throw the ball with accuracy, even though Tua hasn't done it this year? I have with all this is we're making it sound like
– I'm trying to think who would be out there.
We're making it sound like we could just go get another guy. And – there's 20 quarterbacks on the league and 32 teams, so you figure it out.
Kyler Murray.
Dude, see what I mean? And this is why we can't have this conversation.
Why not, dude?
You think Kyler Murray's the answer?
I don't know if he's the answer. I'm just saying, is he
So you better, rather just, let's just take a stab.
Is he a better answer than Tua?
No, you can't just take a stab at this. If your job isn't on, see, your job isn't on the line.
Well, no, that's not. Well, this is going to happen in a meeting, right?
Kyler Murray's never been an accurate guy.
I understand, but you're going to be in a meeting, and there's not going to be perfect answers. You're going to have to take some guys.
If that's the case, I believe that Mike McDaniel say, I'll just roll with Tua.
Okay, hold on one second.
I'm telling you, man, like, this is why I hate these conversations, because you just start mentioning names, and that's not a solution.
Well, it's a solution. I don't know if it's a good solution.
No, you know what I mean. Stop. Then stop.
Geno Smith.
Yo, come on,
dude,
man.
Go to break.
What?
Go to
break.
Come on. I'm not doing this.
I'm looking at realistic options.
No, you're not.
Available.
Did you not see
that would be available?
When was the last time accuracy and Geno Smith were mentioned in the same sentence?
3 years ago.
Tobin, do you know who's leading the league in interceptions?
Geno Smith.
Tua and Geno Smith.
Okay, so no. That's a no.
Again, you see what you're doing. Go ahead. Name some guys.
Mac Jones.
You got to trade for him.
I'm going to sit by.
You got to trade for him.
I don't know why you're getting mad at me. I'm not allowed to say Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.